This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jamui in Bihar in a short while to participate in a program on Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. The day marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees for upliftment of tribal communities and improve infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. The Prime Minister will also virtually participate in the Griha Pravesh of 11,000 houses built under the PM Janman special drive. Prime Minister Modi will also address the functions being held at district headquarters of Chhattisgarh through video conferencing. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi today. The two-day Mahotsav is a mega event on language, literature and culture to sustain peace and build a vibrant Bodo society. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Mahotsav aims to integrate the indigenous Bodo people residing not only in Bodoland but also in other parts of Assam, West Bengal, Nepal and other international border areas of the Northeast. The theme for the Mahotsav is peace and harmony for prosperous Bharat. Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed Stage 3 of the CRAP in Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorated in the region. Our correspondent reports that an 11-point action plan as per Stage 3 of CRAP is applicable from today in the entire NCR. Meanwhile, due to rising pollution levels, all primary schools in Delhi will shift to online classes from today until further directions. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi informed this in a social media post. The decision has been taken following announcement by Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, that Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, will be in force in Delhi NCR from this morning. In Jharkhand, leaders of NDA and INDIA bloc have intensified their campaign for the second phase of assembly elections. They're making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two election meetings at Barmo in Bokaro and Mahgama in Godda district, while senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address three meetings at Tundi in Dhanbad, Dhuwa in Ranchi and Godda. In Maharashtra also, campaigning has further intensified for assembly elections. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign in Hingoli, Yavatmal and Chandrapur today. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari is scheduled to campaign in Gadchiroli, Chandrapur and Nagpur. BJP President JP Nadda will campaign in Thane and Nashik. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray will campaign in Chhatrapati, Sambhaji Nagar and Nashik. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurupurab is being celebrated with religious fervour across India and the world today. It marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. In Punjab, hundreds of devotees from all religions are paying obeisance at Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar and other Gurdwaras. Sri Lanka's ruling National People's Party has crossed the majority mark of 113 as counting is underway in the parliamentary election, which will give President Dissanayake a strong parliamentary mandate. The leftist coalition has secured 123 seats out of 171 declared so far, securing a vote share of almost 62%. The coalition has performed well across the island as it takes a strong majority in the 225-member parliament with 29 seats of the national list still left to be decided. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people of Jharkhand on the foundation of the Day of the State. In a social media post, President Murmu said that many heroes like Bhagwan Birsa Munda, Veer Sidho Kanhu, Chand Bhairav, Tilka Manji and Nilambar Pitambar have made the land of Jharkhand proud. In cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the fourth and final T20 international of the series at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.